the Earth Guard, the planet's most powerful heroes united in the common goal of protecting the innocent people of planet Earth and defending them from threats of all kinds. From the guard tower, their base of operations, they watch over the citizens and spring into action at any sign of danger. To that end, the guard takes shifts monitoring events all over the globe. Sooner or later, they all have to take a shift of guard duty. This week, the Stallion and Mr. Fahrenheit in Pressing On.
But that's what I'm talking about. I told him, Steve, listen, you see substantial public backlash and outcry. I see notoriety. You see lack of public interest. I see sleeper hit. It's all in the marketing, man.
Uh-huh.
But no, he pulls the plug on the project, regardless of all the money he spent on the recording, regardless of all my fans who have been waiting for the release, and most importantly, all the blood, sweat, and tears I put into the whole thing.
Tears? You crying about it?
What? No, it's an expression. I put my heart and soul into that record, and now no one is going to hear it. It's like, what if the guard saved the world, and no one knew about it? Like, what if the only way to make the world a better place was to make it so I was dead or something, and no one ever knew about my grievous sacrifice?
You wouldn't do it?
No, why would I? Only an idiot would do something like, ow! What the hell?
What happened?
Stupid book fell on my head.
Hey there, Stallion. Would you look at that? I guess it's time for me to head out.
Well, if it isn't Mr. Strikey McStrikerstein.
Have a good time, Chief.
Thanks.
Cheer up, Mr. F. Don't feel bad about the album getting pulled. From what I've heard so far, it might be a blessing in disguise. Bye.
What does she mean by that?
Don't worry about it.
Blessing in disguise, my hairy flaming ass. Easy for her to say, her and her stupid fairy lover, all the freaking rage. The girls who won Peace Blossom's heart makes me sick.
Be happy for them. I am. At least something good came out of that mess.
Oh, you're telling me it was a mess? You're telling me? You're not the one who was on the verge of becoming a breakaway star, only to have an album shelved because some idiot declared the Earth Guard on strike. Do you even know what success is?
Excuse me?
You heard me.
We all lost something in that debacle. Some more than others.
What? What did you lose?
I'm the leader of the Guard. The people here depend on me, and I take that responsibility very seriously. I let the Jack down. Grant had me between a rock and a hard place, and I had to choose between Jack and the very guard itself.
Oh, boo-hoo. He's not on the guard anymore. So what? He's still doing his crime-fighting thing, and I'm sure he's still a chirpy, happy, scrabble-cheating son of a bitch. If he's happy doing this for nothing, he can go at it. I, for one, am not putting my life on the line for nothing.
There's a heroic attitude.
Oh, what? You think it's wrong to want a little recognition for going out into the face of danger? I'm going to enjoy it while I have a chance, because someday I might not come back from one of our missions. I mean, it's one thing to go out like Ocean Man, a big damned hero with a statue built for him and everything. But what if I end up like your what's-her-name, horse girl, just dying because... Ow! What the hell's up with this stupid bookshelf?
If I remember correctly, Mr. Fahrenheit, you voted in favor of the strike at that emergency meeting. You authorized me to start that strike.
Yeah, and if I remember correctly, I said I was voting my wallet. How does it help my wallet drag our names through the mud, making us hated and feared by those we seek to protect and sell CDs to?
We had no intention of making the strike a matter of public record. That was the response of Warren Grant.
What a shock. Go up against the government and get a smackdown. Only had some sort of leader whose job would be to foresee things like that. Hey, wait a minute.
So you think you could lead the Earth Guard better than I could?
Like it'd be hard.
And what exactly would you do differently?
Well, for starters, I would hire a press agent to handle our PR.
Of course. That's exactly what we need to spend money on. Not like the brain frame needs maintenance or anything.
I do require maintenance.
I know, brain frame.
We should have a press release out after every time we apprehend someone. It should be all over the news. Let people know that not only do they need us, They should love us!
People don't love the Earth Guard because we tell them to.
They don't love us at all. They certainly don't love us when we abandon them. I doubt we could do any worse. The government wants the people to think we're selfish jerks who bilk them for every dollar we can.
You actually are!
Oh, come on. I have to live. It's not like this job leaves me a lot of free time.
Not enough to say. Record an entire album in, certainly.
My point is, we let the people know exactly what they're getting from us. Emphasis on the fact that we can do these amazing things that they could only dream about. We could stop people they couldn't stand a chance again. They'll go back to kissing our feet in no time.
And is that the extent of your visionary leadership?
No. I'd restore full health coverage. Duh.
I did that! That was what the whole strike was about, remember? Grant restored our healthcare, Jack lost his spot on the guard, and Grant was forced to retire.
All right, I knew that. But that's another thing. We're losing members faster than the Ramones. If I were in charge, I'd have a recruitment drive.
I'm doing that. Were you paying no attention at all at the last meeting? When we let Jack go, I said we'd be holding new guard auditions shortly.
Yeah, but I'd make sure they were all hot girls. Possibly lesbians. Yeah, that'd create a nice bit of drama, considering how much press the two we've already got are getting us. What if one of the old ones fell for one of the new ones? Or what if they all joined in together?
Mr. Fahrenheit!
Or we could find a mermaid. That would be the best possible—
Mr. Fahrenheit!
What?
I am the leader of this team, not you. I'd say if you feel that strongly about it, you could start up a movement to usurp my power. But I already know what the results would be. You'd be laughed off the guard tower. I may not be the most popular person among the guard, but they respect me, and they respect my ability to lead this team. They don't like or respect you. So tell me, why would they want you in charge of anything?
Up yours.
I'm sorry. That was
just because we have different opinions on how things should be run about here doesn't mean I care any less about the guard than you do.
I know.
See if I ever side with your ass again.
I'm sorry, Mr. Elijah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you better call me Mr. Elijah.
I know it's been tough on you. Your album being canceled, getting separated from Ellen.
What? How did you know that?
I'm the Horseshoe Detective. I find out people's secrets for a living.
She was snooping into my private life?
You're on my team! I have to know I can count on you. As such, I have to know about these types of big changes in people's personal lives that could affect them when they're on the job.
Like you knew about Ocean Man, or Peas Blossom and Binary Girl for that matter?
I'm trying to make peace here.
Nice job.
My point is that you're right, okay?
I know that. But about what?
You do have the guard's best interest in mind, and just because we don't see eye to eye on everything doesn't mean you don't have the occasional good idea.
Yeah?
It might be a good idea to let the public know what we're up to. We can't afford to hire someone right now, what with the brain frame in need of repairs.
I am in need of repairs.
But I can't believe I'm saying this. If you'd like to be the one in charge of making sure the public is informed of our—
You want me to be our press secretary?
Well, there isn't an official position.
Ladies and gentlemen, Earthguard Press Secretary, Mr. Fahrenheit. I want to have your kid! One question at a time, ladies and gentlemen. One question at a time.
Please, don't make me regret this.
Why would you regret it? This is going to be great! Brain Frame, take this down. For immediate release, are you man or hot woman? Or mermaid enough to join the Earth— Ow! God damn it! This bookshelf is about to become kindling!
Guard Duty by Jordan D. White, with Michael D. Murkowski as the narrator, Rich Bellin as the Stallion, Elijah Weberhan as Mr. Fahrenheit, Lynn Nelson as Binary Girl, with theme song by Michael D. Murkowski.